While you wait for DoorDash to deliver that $14 taco from Taco Bell,
listen to the Woody and Jim Show podcast. Why, it's right now.
This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends till the end, and now they start talking.
The Woody and Jim Show.
On 93.3, totally hits, totally Nashville.
I live in Murfreesboro, and the entire town was abuzz over the weekend about our newest resident. Apparently, Casey Anthony has moved to Murfreesboro. If you remember Casey Anthony from about 15 years ago.
Acquitted of killing her child.
Right.
Even though everything looked like she did it.
Yeah, the court of public opinion said, yeah, she was guilty, but she got away with it. So,
right. You know, she was the one out partying till crazy nights, you know, like hours of the morning, you know, in the days while her child was missing.
Right.
And, I mean, just everything about it looked bad. She looked guilty. The court acquitted her, but she has not escaped what everybody thinks.
Right. I guess this is all unsubstantiated Facebook stuff now. This is what people are saying about how she got to Murfreesboro.
Okay.
Apparently, she met a guy at a Crunch gym in Florida, where she was from, and, I guess they started a thing together. He was married, had a couple of kids.
Oh, so she's continuing to make good decisions, apparently.
Yeah, theoretically. And then he moved his family to Murfreesboro. And she followed him from Florida. And now, according to what I've read, the wife has taken the children, luckily, and moved back to Florida, leaving him and Casey Anthony in Murfreesboro.
Good. So, well, good. At least the kids are safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's all just according to Facebook.
That's conjecture.
This is we don't know this for fact.
It's I posted it and everybody is saying there's Kathy Anthony, sightings all over Murfreesboro.
She's our
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. Yeah. Yeah. She looks very different. I did some research and saw pictures of her within the last year. And
you wouldn't recognize her if you just saw her.
No. Obviously, she's older.
Yeah.
Her hair has changed and she kind of would just blend in with the crowd. She wouldn't stand out.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people in Murfreesboro are angry on Facebook saying, like, we're going to find out where she lives and go there with pitchforks. Don't do that.
You know, yeah. I mean it makes you look bad.
Yeah.
But I don't know how I would feel. Like, if I found out she moved in next door.
Yeah.
And I had kids that were younger, would I let them play
right
over there outside?
No,
I don't.
No, but yeah. So
I know this is part of the whole. Tennessee is becoming more like Florida, because we always had the Florida man stories, and we're getting more of those type stories here. And she moved here. I mean, like, if Florida man or woman is moving to Nashville, so I don't like this trend.
Well, tell everyone you know, especially from Florida, that we're full. We have no more room.
Moose out front should have told you that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're closed.
Tell them to keep driving and go to Kentucky. They will welcome you in Bowling Green.
They've got lots of room.
No offense, Bowling Green, but yeah.
Yeah.
Keep going. Just
Lexington's got a need for people.
Yeah. We need to be like on the interstate on I-24 and I-40 with, you know, the signs from TDOT, you know, just keep moving. Keep going.
Keep moving. This is not Nashville. Yeah. Keep driving.
Keep going. That's right. Sorry, you moved Nashville. You can't find it anymore. It's unlisted.
It's 100 miles north.
Yeah, you had no idea where you were. All right.
Let's play Gender Wars.
Brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood.
Your friendly neighborhood shipping and printing center.
All right, our eager contestants are standing by. We have for the ladies in the audience, Christy is in Columbia. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello. Good luck. For the guys, we have Dave. He's in Nashville. Hello, Dave.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Dave. All right, let's do some get acquainted question here to get everybody kind of in the mood of answering questions. We'll start with you, Dave. Tell us something you learned embarrassingly late in life.
I just learned a few months back that Helen Keller was a real person.
Well, you thought she was made up like a cartoon character?
I got that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is weird.
What about you, Christy? What's something you learned embarrassingly late in life?
You should always keep deodorant in your car, in your purse, everywhere you go, because you'll forget it more than you realize.
Okay. Ah, that's just good practical advice.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you each have a screw you can use in the contest if you need it. If you don't know the answer to a question, you can use your screw to make your opponent answer your question. If they get it wrong, you get a point. If they get it right, they steal your point.
So it's a gamble.
All right, Christy, we start with you in a multiple choice question. In a game of chess, does each player start with 10, 16, or 20 game pieces?
20.
No.
Oh.
No, it's 16.
I would have guessed that myself.
16.
Okay.
Not a chess player.
Dave, here's your multiple choice. Is a tart warmer used to add fragrance to a room, cook breakfast, or add tint to your hair? A tart warmer.
Cook breakfast?
No,
no,
that is not right.
It would be a Pop-Tart warmer.
Yeah. A tart warmer is actually kind of lights a little candle to add a fragrance to the room.
Okay, Christy, you can bounce back and take the lead here with this one. Derrick Henry left our Tennessee Titans to join what other NFL football team?
Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills. No, but you said it with confidence. I almost believe you.
Yeah.
The Baltimore Ravens is where he went.
All right, Dave.
That's what I meant.
Dave could be the first.
You meant Buffalo.
Yes.
You said Buffalo, but meant Baltimore.
Yeah,
it's
the
common
way I
mistake.
Pronounce it.
It's a common mistake.
Dave, the Barefoot Contessa is a show found on what cable network?
CBS?
No. Okay.
It's the Food Network.
Okay.
She's a famous chef.
We have the best game ever going, as no one has got anything right.
I love 0-0 ties. Let's see if it happens.
Yeah, both of you still have your screws left, so don't leave them on the table if you need it. All right. Christy, Zendaya plays MJ in Marvel movies. She's the girlfriend of what superhero?
Spider-Man.
All right, we got our first correct answer.
Right.
Well done.
Christy's on the board. Dave, you need to get this one to send it into overtime. Dave, Elle Woods was Reese Witherspoon's character in what film?
Legally Blonde.
That is right.
There we go.
All right, we have an exciting 1-1 tie, which must be settled with a name that song lyrical tiebreaker.
All right, we haven't done this for a while, so it's going to be very tense.
Okay, up to 5 lines from the song that we're dealing with here. How many lines from the song do you need to name it? We'll start with you, Christy. 5 or less?
Three.
Three lines. All right, what about you, Dave? Do you think you can do it in maybe 2, or you want to make her do it in 3?
Two.
Okay,
he's going low. Christy, do you want to try to do it in 1 line?
Yes.
She does.
Okay, she knows her music. Maybe.
All right. Well, it's coming down to this. 1 line from a song. Name this song. Heard it from a friend who.
You can sing it in your head.
I heard it from another. You've been messing around. Say you got a boyfriend. You're hanging every weekend.
Yeah.
Speedwagon, Snake in the Grass. I don't know the song.
Oh, maybe. We can't give it to you.
You knew all the lyrics.
You knew the group. Wait, knew the lyrics.
Can I guess?
The song is called?
Take It on the Run.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's exactly right.
They
heard
don't
it from
it.
A friend
if
who
I
heard
singing,
it.
I would have got it. I just panicked.
Yeah. They don't sing it quite as well as I do, but yeah, that's an REO Speedwagon song. So that means congratulations to
Dave, for your efforts today on Gender Wars. We're going to send you a certificate of braggification. So you hang on the line so we can get that to you, so you can show that to everybody that you were victorious.
Yes, it's the Woody and Jim Show.
Totally Hits, Totally Nashville.
From the Eurostone Studio. It's Woody and Jim. Monday, nothing we can do about that. How was our weekend?
The weekend was pretty good. I went out Saturday night to Zany's. A friend of mine had a ticket to a show with Aaron Weber, who's on the Nate Land podcast with Nate Bergazzi.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was taping a special, so we went to that, and it was a great time. It was a killer show. I was just laughing till I was crying. And then we had the bonus right after that. He goes, hey, you know, we got a little extra time. I'm going to bring Nate out. And then,
oh, so he showed up at Zany's?
Nate Bergazzi was
there. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Well, Aaron Weber, the featured comedian, is kind of under Nate Bergazzi's kind of mentorship, you know?
His podcast umbrella.
His empire. So Nate came out, and he was really funny, and he was like, he had a notepad he just kind of threw on the stage, and he was like trying out jokes.
Oh, that's the best.
And they were so funny, and they weren't even like fully like realized. He was just like testing stuff out, and even when he does that, he's just so funny. So that was like an awesome treat of seeing like a couple of great comedians.
That's very cool. Jokes still in the larva stage. They haven't become butterfly jokes yet.
Yeah, but they were really freaking funny. He had a thing about like little girl sleepovers that is going to make it into some future show that was just hilarious.
That's very cool.
How about your weekend?
We had a little disappointment over the weekend. Of course, we had a fun soccer game on Saturday morning. My grandson, Ollie, scored a goal. Yay!
Yay!
And, of course, it's really not hard. You're 5 years old. Everybody kicks it at the same time. But he scored it. And then after that, we were going to go right to the Fried Pickle Festival that they have in Murfreesboro every year. And we were disappointed. We showed up around 1 o'clock, and it was supposed to be open till 4. And as we were going through all the traffic, it was huge. It was the biggest thing ever, because Murfreesboro, we love our fried pickles.
Yeah.
Can't live without them. They're running in our veins. And people started coming out and says, they're closing. They closed everything down. I went, what?
Why?
I guess the guy who owned the property where it was taking place said there was too many people.
Oh, was it like a
it was two people.
Fire marshal kind
of
thing?
Yeah, they said it was too dangerous to have this many people here. And also, there was only a couple of vendors selling fried pickles. So people were very disappointed. And their internet went down, so they could only take cash. And ain't nobody got cash no more.
Wow, there's no end to the way this thing was planned perfectly.
Yeah, so hopefully the Fried Pickle Festival will be better later. A lot of people were commenting on Facebook saying, it's no big deal. And then they tagged me in and say, you can use that on Monday's joke off if you want. No. 93.3, totally hits, totally Nashville. It's the Woody and Jim joke off. Dad jokes back and forth until one of us laughs. First person to laugh loses. Those are the rules.
Sometimes it's very easy not to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the laugh comes from within you. You can't control it.
It's a test of wills, really.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Are we ready to begin?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Start the tension music. Perfect.
Want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. Jim, have you tried the new Pelican Burger at Sonic?
No.
It's delicious, but the bill is enormous. Excellent start.
Woody, it's a shame nothing is built in the USA anymore. I just bought a TV that said built-in antenna. I don't even know where that is.
That's cute.
You almost laughed.
It was good.
You almost laughed.
It was kind of a smirk. Jim, people don't think grass be wet in the morning, but it do.
I get it.
I thought I was going to get you with that one.
What do you know? Living with a dog is 90% following each other around, watching each other go potty, and wondering what the other has in their mouth.
Almost.
Oh, you almost got you.
That was very cute. That was very cute.
Okay.
Jim, my doctor told me I was going deaf. Let me tell you, that was a hard thing to hear.
That's bad.
I know, that was terrible.
Okay, this is a two-parter.
Okay.
Woody, if you asked Rick Astley to give you a DVD of the Pixar movie Up, he would never give you Up. And in his refusal, he would be letting you down, which Rick Astley can never, ever do.
Oh, see.
I got you.
You knew you'd get me with the Rick Astley joke. Some NFL news for you. We know who's going to be doing the Super Bowl halftime.
Kendrick Lamar, who is a phenomenal artist.
Mm-hmm.
I have some of his music, but I can't play it near playgrounds, churches.
Me
or,
too. So it's going to be interesting to see how they handle that in the Super Bowl halftime, because it's always a you know, theoretically family-friendly thing. So he'll just stand out there while they play his instrumentals and just wave to the crowd. I can't use any of my lyrics because they're filthy. Sorry.
Right.
Sorry, everybody.
He's great. Music artist, but I don't know how they're going to get around that.
Yeah,
it's going to be interesting.
Yeah,
will he substitute different words in for every other word?
Which could be hilarious.
I know. Really.
Of course, the Tennessee Titans came in second yesterday.
That was a rough game. The highest of highs and the lowest of lows.
They played really well in the first half.
Oh yeah,
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 real really
good.
And then in the second half, Will Levis, you had the mayonnaise kicked out of him. But,
yeah.
You know, a lot of people are blaming the new coach, Ryan Callahan, saying, maybe it was the inspirational song they played for them during the halftime.
The playlist was bad?
Yeah, that right there in the locker room, they heard stuff like,
you had a bad day, you're taking one down,
That doesn't really fire the team up.
That's not a psych song.
Yeah, maybe... maybe change your mind with that a little bit.
So here's maybe a bright side.
Yes.
From the Titans losing the game they had completely in hand at 17 to nothing.
Until they messed up.
If you're a fan of Simone Biles,
yeah,
her husband was the first Chicago Bears player to score a touchdown against our Tennessee Titans last night.
Really? That's her husband?
Jonathan Owens. Yeah, he plays for the Bears. And when the entire Bears team knocked our punter down,
yes,
Stonehouse, he picked up the ball and ran it in for a touchdown. Yeah. Yeah.
And so at least, we have that. Simone Biles is very happy.
I don't think Stonehouse stuck the landing when he hit the ground after 16 people piled on top of him. But it was kind of interesting because, he scores the first touchdown, and it was like the beginning of the turnaround for the Chicago Bears to beat
us.
They tweeted on one of the football accounts, that Jonathan Owens scooped and scored a blocked punt.
Mm.
They said, "How you feeling, Simone Biles?" And then she retweeted it with the reaction, "I almost had a heart attack," all caps. Mm. Guess what? So did everyone in Tennessee.
Pretty
almost
much.
Have a heart attack.
We have a clip. You can hear Simone Biles in the background here.
Darn, you just lost the game.
For the other team.
That was Simone Biles.
Her voice sounds a little deeper there.
I know. Well, she's been shouting
deep.
A lot.
Kind of deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm for the other team.
All right. Three things you want to know this morning. If today is your birthday, happy birthday. But if you're born on September 9th, that's the most common birthday in the United States.
Really?
Because it's about 9 months from the holidays.
Oh, after a little holiday snuggle time.
Mommies and daddies getting busy over the holidays, and boom, baby.
Along comes September 9th babies.
Boom, baby.
Well, happy birthday to everybody out
there.
Yeah,
you're so common.
I'm sure this has to do with the success of Beetlejuice, which pulled in close to $110 million over the weekend. 36 years after the original Beetlejuice came out, its sequel made that much money. They have now said that they are in talks to, I guess they've already got people signed on. 40 years later, the Goonies, they're going to try to bring back.
Don't.
I
That's
say
a
no.
Classic that don't ruin it.
Right? Like, the success of Beetlejuice is an anomaly.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen. Usually, these things are terrible.
But and it has many of the same people in it.
They did say that, the original cast has signed on to be a part of it. I don't know if it's going to be about them or their children.
Oh.
But, Goonies never say die, and apparently neither do their producers.
They did it a while back with a Christmas Story. Remember, it was like Ralphie's children.
Oh yeah, never saw it.
Don't
didn't
do that.
Want to.
Just don't do that. Just don't.
Don't go back to the well.
Just don't.
What else you got?
There's a story that happened in Norway, but it could easily happen here. Apparently, a couple broke up, and a guy wanted his stuff back real bad, and she would not return his texts. So he mailed himself to her house, apparently put himself in a big box, obviously with air holes or something, and got a, she brought the box into the house. He popped out of the box and said threatening things and went and got his stuff. I don't know if she, I don't know if he went back in the box and she mailed it.
I don't like the threatening stuff, but I do kind of like sneaking into the house, just Trojan horse style.
Like, wow, somebody sent me this big box that's kind of moving.
Well, she brought me in. I didn't break in.
Yeah.
I'm taking my stuff. Oh, my gosh. Everybody who's ever had a breakup and still has stuff with their ex can relate.
93.3 FM, totally hits, totally Nashville. It was a totally NFL weekend. Of course, other football, you heard MTSU, the Blue Raiders, right here on 93.3. They came in a close second to Ole Miss. Final score was 52-3.
Tight game.
It was a tight game.
And
it was a nail biter.
The joy of the first half of Sunday's Titans game against Chicago.
They did good in the first half.
And then it kind of fell apart. And we were sad.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Defense was good.
Yeah, we were okay. Yeah. Parts of, we were good in parts.
Parts is parts.
Parts is parts. Something to turn your frown upside down. We'll have a nice story coming up.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durbo, walk around the neighborhood.
This had to be on everybody's phones. If you missed it, this girl, she's probably in her early 20s, and she decided to say all the things she loved about her grandpa to her grandpa, to his face, and she recorded it all. He's 101 years old.
It's
and
really
this
sweet.
Is so unbelievable.
Thank you for loving me.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for being with me. That's important. I love you also very much.
Thank you for being so generous to me since I was a little girl.
Oh, that's all right. That's fine. That's fine. You deserve it.
You deserve it. It's just, it's great. It's been inspiring people to tell the people they love in their life that they love them.
Back to Woody and Jim on 93.3 FM. Totally hits. Totally Nashville.
Starting your day with three things you want to know.
Well, today is the day for the Apple event that happens once a year where they unveil the new iPhone 16.
16.
And ways to remove your money from your wallet.
Shut up and take my money!
What we can expect, I guess, is an explanation of the AI iPhone,
right,
which is on the galaxies now. It says it's going to be a more natural conversations with Siri. Siri can help you do more, like draft emails, help you find photos in your photo album, things like that.
Right.
Updates to AirPods and also to the Apple Watch, and maybe even an Apple Ring that monitors things. If you don't want to wear a watch, you can have a ring monitor all your vitals.
Like a Green Lantern ring? That's exactly
what
it's going to be.
I was like most people, and I didn't see that movie.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm familiar with the character. I just didn't see the movie.
Okay.
But yeah, so stuff that has been on a galaxy for the last couple of years will now be on the iPhone like it's something they just
now
came
it matters.
Up with. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Where are you going this holiday season? Of course, Google Flights has come out with a list of the trendy travel destinations. For Thanksgiving, most people are going to Orlando to hang out at Disney World.
Okay, yeah.
Plus, that's a good time of the year to go to Disney World because it doesn't feel like you're walking on the surface of the sun.
Yeah, but there's also 7 million other people.
Yes.
I made the mistake of going between Christmas and New Year's once.
Yeah.
It was not good.
For Christmas, people are going to Tokyo, which is...
Really?
That'd be kind of a cool trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like that.
If you can pay for it.
Yeah.
I can't afford to fly to Albuquerque. To wait for the deal when it's only
$800. From Nashville to the Murfreesboro airport. I can't afford to do that. So, you know, if you got money, have fun.
And say a prayer for the people of California and everybody out west as the wildfires are out of control. They're evacuating cities.
Totally.
All over California, Northern, Southern California. I never heard this in one of the reports because you know how they talk about how like the fires are a certain percent contained?
Yes.
Right now, they are 0% contained. So it's pretty bad. So our thoughts and prayers go out to them that they stay safe and get away from the fires.
Really awful. So, hopefully they get that contained soon.
The home of Woody and Jim in the morning.
It's Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM.
So everybody always wonders, like, why do we get like 10 hot dogs in a pack, but then they sell buns in like, you know, things of eight?
Yes.
And things like, you're like, why? Here's the really lame excuse.
Okay.
Somebody has gone in to figure this out, and they said it's because they sell meat more by the pound, and then like sandwich rolls, like hot dog buns, the baking pans are in things of four.
Oh, so they can only cook four at a
time.
So they
do four and four, which makes eight. Which, like, come on. We can live stream from the top of Mount Kilimanjaro.
From the International Space
Station. We can't change the baking pans? So I figured it out. If you want to have things evened out between your hot dogs and your buns, you got to buy 5 packs of the 8-bun buns.
Right.
And 4 10-packs of the hot dogs to make it even out.
Okay.
There you go.
That's
something you want to know.
Staring in front of me. The bun counter at Kroger trying to do math. That's difficult. Get very serious for another Woody and Jim joke off.
It's a contest.
Yes.
We tell each other terrible dad jokes.
Yes.
The first one to break and laugh loses.
Uh-huh.
And they are so bad this morning.
They are.
Exceptionally.
Yes. Let's begin. Would you like to begin, Jim?
Sure. Woody? What kind of pants does a psychic wear? Paranormal pants.
Paranormal. Very nice. Jim, for my girlfriend's birthday, I took her to an orchard and let her stare at trees for a little while.
Really?
Apparently, it wasn't the Apple Watch she was expecting.
I was frustrated with my computer, and I threw my keyboard at the wall. Parts went everywhere. That's when the shift hit the fan.
Jim, Dr. Oz says rubbing coffee grounds on your naked skin will help prevent cellulite. Sadly, they'll call the police if you do it at Starbucks. Got a smirk.
I told Jen that the guy next door to us had died. And she said, who, Ray? And I said, it's a little too early to celebrate like that.
I like that one. Didn't get a laugh, but I liked
laugh.
It. But I liked it. Jim, I have some competitive racing geese.
Really?
They're for sale if anyone would like to take a gander.
I was driving into the station this morning, and some robbers jumped into my car.
No.
And they stole everything.
Really?
They were the pirates of the Caribbean.
That's very clever. Jim, my goal this year was to lose 10 pounds.
Yeah?
I only have 15 to go. No. No, you laughed at that one.
I got because I was confused. I was like, wait.
That means I've gained 5 pounds, and now I have to lose 15 to get to my original goal of 10.
Woody won. Woody won. Hey, you know what?
Those were terrible.
They were really bad.
Really bad.
If you've been listening, and if you're on the Totally Hits Nashville app,
right,
listening to the show, you can comment. And if you comment with maybe one of the jokes you thought was funny,
right,
or just one that was particularly bad, we'll choose one of our respondents at random to win tickets to the Rocktropolis at Freedom Hall.
Woo!
In Johnson City. So we got a little East Tennessee rock and roll action, rock stars, famous rock people from throughout the ages playing there. So
Ace Frehley from one of the founding members of KISS will be
there. And a whole bunch more. Yeah. So if you would like those, just let us know and just tell us which joke was particularly terrible.
All right, as we leave you today, what are we doing the rest of the day? Jim, what are your plans?
Boy, I was supposed to take care of like all the outdoor stuff because it was such a nice weekend.
Yeah.
And I didn't. I decided to go outside and not do chores.
Well, because it was so nice, you had to not do that.
So I probably got to do that. And then Monday night is movie night where
everybody
comes over for dinner and we watch a movie. I have no idea. My son's picking tonight.
Sweet.
And that's half the fun. We never know what the movie is until it starts playing.
Very cool.
What are you doing?
First a nap. And then, of course, we're going to do some dog training this afternoon.
Cool.
With our trainer from the Dog Wizard.
Yep. And, Jessica.
Dobermans, they have that reputation of being like really scary guard dogs.
Sure.
But they're just big babies.
As
they
you
really
found
are.
Out firsthand.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and they're afraid of water. They're afraid of everything. A balloon goes across the yard and they run in terror. They're not the big scary dogs people think they are.